KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's 37 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 59. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Governor Terry Branstad has ordered all flags in Iowa be flown at half staff today from sunrise to sunset in honor of the burial of John Glenn, in accordance with the proclamation issued this yesterday afternoon by President Trump. The flags will be at half staff at the state capitol building and on flag displays in the capitol complex and upon all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect to John Glenn. Well, Grant Petty of the Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund has been busy making some donations. Fund spokesperson Melanie Petty says Grant presented Kelly Jimerson of Atlantic Specialty Care with a check for $200 for their annual Easter egg hunt, and that'll be held Saturday, April 15th. Over 15,000 eggs will be ready to be found by children ages 1 to 10 in four age groups. It'll be a fun family event, and the Easter Bunny will arrive by the Atlantic Fire Department. A $1,300 donation was made also to the Atlantic Schools for new books at both Washington and Schuller Elementary. Melanie Petty said the Frederickson Fund feels very strongly about reading, and because it was something Trevor enjoyed, it has become a yearly donation. And the fund's only fundraiser each year is the annual golf tournament, the T. Fred Golf Tournament. And this year, the tournament will be held on Saturday, August 12th. Plans have already started, and organizers say they're hoping for another great turnout so they're able to continue to give back in Trevor's memory. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved a resolution to enter into a utility infrastructure easement with the Whitney Group LLC that will allow an electrical box to be placed on an 8-foot by 18-foot portion of a city parking lot located behind the Whitney Inn. The Whitney Group, which is renovating the old hotel into a dining, adult residential, and business structure, requested the easement because they were required by Atlantic Municipal Utilities to relocate their power system away from the building. The city attorney worked with the Whitney Group's Mark Smith to hammer out the agreement. The city also recently entered into a $750,000 development agreement with the Whitney Group for their renovation project. The Atlantic City Council last night also passed a resolution setting April 19th at 5:30 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on the adoption of the city's proposed fiscal year 2018 five-year capital improvement plan. In other business, the council held the second readings of three ordinances. One was with regard to zoning regulations. The other pertains to separation distances and the mitigation of PCE contamination in the vicinity of 3rd Street Place. And the third was for new floodplain regulations. A motion was made to waive the third reading of that particular ordinance, which was then passed unanimously. The council also approved the reappointments to six-year terms of Joyce Jensen and Joanne Lawrence to the AMU board. They also heard a presentation from Dolly Bergman with regard to Arbor Day and Trees Forever, whereby Atlantic has received an award for the designation of Tree City USA. The award will be presented today, and this marks the 21st year the city has received the honor. Mayor Dave Jones signed the official Arbor Day proclamation as required as one of the four standards to be recognized as a Tree City USA. The other standards, according to Bergman, are not real tough.
But you still have to take care of them. One being that the city needs a tree department or board, which technically was Seth on the park board, and the Trees Forever board qualifies for that for you. You have a tree care ordinance, and then the biggest thing, which is probably the hardest, is the community forestry program with an annual budget of at least $2 per capita. So with us being a little over 7,000 in population, we need a little over 14,000 being spent during the year. So with what Seth does with the parks and what Daryl does for the city also, and what we do with Trees Forever, we're able to usually meet that.
Bergman said the Atlantic Trees Forever group was started March 17th, 25 years ago. So as an organization, they'll be celebrating their 25th anniversary in the community this year. And she says they're planning on planting 25 trees in different locations beginning later this spring all the way through this fall.
I looked over the last 25 years of information, and there's probably at least almost 40 different areas that we've planted trees in the community, and roughly obtained about $175,000 worth of money toward these trees that have been planted in over that 25 years.
Mayor Dave Jones also reminded people during last night's city council meeting that the grass is growing quickly, and if your grass becomes too tall, you will receive only one notice to get it mowed. Lawns must be mowed when the vegetation reaches a height of more than 12 inches by the 1st and 15th day of the month in May, June, July, August, September, and October. The city will mow your lawn at cost if you do not comply after receiving the first notice. The Iowa Court of Appeals has affirmed the sentencing of a man in Crawford County District Court 4 years after he was mistakenly allowed to serve probation for a forcible felony offense. Last year, the district court corrected the illegally lenient sentence and ordered 30-year-old Christopher Jepson to serve 10 years in prison. Jepson was 25 when he was convicted in August of 2011 of two felony counts of sexual abuse in the third degree and was sentenced to serve a total of 20 years in prison. With that sentence ultimately suspended, the judge then ordered Jepson to serve 5 years of probation. In October of 2014, the state filed an application to revoke Jepson's probation due to his admitted use of the Internet to obtain pornographic images of children. While investigating the probation violation, the state noticed the illegality of Jepson's original sentence on count two, where a forcible felony in the case of a 13-year-old victim is not eligible for a suspended sentence. In 2015, the state filed a motion to correct the illegal sentence and ordered an updated pre-sentencing investigation, or PSI. Jepson appealed based on the contention the court failed to credit his corrected sentence for the time served while he was on probation, saying that the ruling violated double jeopardy. Because the multiple punishment protection under the double jeopardy clause turns on a legislative intent, the appeals court examined whether Jepson was entitled to a sentencing credit under the Iowa Rule of Criminal Procedure. Because only limited records are available in the case, the appeals court affirmed the corrected sentence and remanded the case back to district court to determine whether Jepson had served any of his probationary sentence in a residential treatment facility or alternative jail facility. They acknowledged he is entitled to full credit for any time spent at those types of facilities, but no credit for time spent otherwise under unsupervised probation. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports numerous arrests had taken place since last Saturday, including six for drug-related offenses. Three of those arrests took place on Sunday, and they include 37-year-old William Holt Jensen, 37-year-old Billy Joe Monson Johnson, and 35-year-old Luke Aarons Jensen, all of Glenwood, who were arrested just before 10 p.m. Sunday, for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. William Holt Jensen was also charged with possessing contraband. His bond was set at $7,300. Bond for Billy Joe Monson Johnson was set at $1,300, and Luke Jensen's bond was set at $5,300. Late Monday night, 37-year-old Christopher Joseph Brown of Malvern was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense on a warrant for probation violation, possession of a controlled substance, and drug possession and delivery. His total bond was set at $108,000. Early Tuesday morning, 18-year-old Tanner Lee Anthony Bailey of Tabor and 18-year-old Brandon James Huffman of Mineola were arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 275 in Mills County. Both men were charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia, and their bonds were set at $2,300 each. Others arrested recently in Mills County include 41-year-old Veronica Lynn George of Glenwood for failure to appear in court, 27-year-old Sarah Ann Billy of Council Bluffs for providing false information and on a warrant out of Montgomery County for probation violation. 29-year-old Jared Lee Pomeranke of Glenwood was arrested for violating a no-contact order. 55-year-old Terry Wayne Lewis of Glenwood was arrested in Mills County for driving while revoked. 58-year-old Kathy Ann Pruitt of Glenwood was arrested for driving under suspension. And 21-year-old Kayla Shea Richardson of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for failure to have SR-22 insurance. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop Tuesday evening in Avoca led to the arrest of 57-year-old James Allen Harriman of Avoca. Harriman's SUV was pulled over by a Pott County deputy and Avoca police officer at around 4:20 p.m. Tuesday. The two officials believed Harriman to be under the influence of a drug other than alcohol and requested another deputy's assistance with more expertise. Upon further investigation, Harriman was arrested for OWI first offense. He was also given a verbal warning for having an expired registration. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer is also reporting two recent arrests. On Monday morning, 25-year-old Ian Richard Alexander McVen of College Springs was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for violation of probation. McVen was unable to post the $1,000 cash-only bond and was being held in the Page County Jail pending further court proceedings. And Sunday afternoon, Deputies of the Page County Sheriff's Office responded to 1790 F Avenue for a disturbance. During the investigation, 35-year-old Michael Ryan Johnson of Red Oak was arrested for assault. Johnson was transported to the Page County Jail, where he posted bond and was released pending further court appearances. The news was brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.